Are you thinking of hiring a property management company? Then you need to ask the right kind of questions. With the right questions, you stand a high chance of selecting an efficient, effective, and reputable property management company. Here are some general questions to ask a property manager before hiring them. What services do you offer clients? Managing a potential property comes with many responsibilities. From finding tenants and dealing with complaints, to initiating evictions. You want to hire a property management company that can handle multiple functions. For instance, they should be able to administer in-depth background checks, conduct inspections, and provide top-notch maintenance. What and RSQO is your level of experience? Obviously, you and RSQO re looking for a property manager who and RSQO is well experienced. You wouldn't and RSQO t want a property manager who and RSQO has been in the business for several months, would you? Preferably, look for someone who and RSQO has been in the business for not less than 4 years. At this point, they aren't and RSQO t struggling to figure out how to effectively run their real estate business. What criteria do you use in coming up with the rent amount? An experienced property manager should be able to determine the highest possible rent amount for your potential property. There are a number of factors that he or she should consider. For example, checking comparable rental listings, local amenities, the property and RSQO's amenities, and the property and RSQO's value. How many rental properties do you manage? You need to find your level of and RSQO just right. And RSQO, a minimum of 80 units and a maximum of 600 rental units is ideal. When there are too many real estate units, you can get lost in the shuffle. Alternatively, too few units can signal their inexperience. These are simply guidelines we recommend you look out for, but not definitive by any means. Are you affiliated with any professional organizations? Do they belong to their local real estate association? Do they belong to the Association of Residential Property Managers? Or do you belong to the Association of Real Estate Agents, Area Uganda? Affiliation with any of these professional real estate organizations point to a professionally run property management company. How many staff members do you have? Too few staff members and there and RSQO has a high likelihood of poor service. Too many and you can get lost in their sea of clients. The size of the company can give you an idea of what to expect. What type of insurance do you carry? Property managers need some type of insurance coverage. In Uganda/Kampala, property managers do not require any a real estate license or certification. However, you need to check to see what your district requires and only interview potential property managers who bear such certifications. Are there any fees for pulling out of the contract? Some contracts are inescapable. As such, you should first understand the terms before signing on the dotted line. Some companies will keep your business with great service while others will try to hold you captive with a contract. Is your company part of a franchise or privately owned? Most franchises are less flexible and have different concerns as compared to companies that are privately owned. Additionally, they and RSQO re less concerned about service and more frequently concerned about their bottom line. For example, think about the quality difference between McDonald's and your local burger joint and Hellup. Can you see the difference? Can you give a few references? Past performance is often the best indicator of future performance. A good property manager will have a good number of references. You could also ask to see those for your exact type of property. In addition, you should check their online reviews and look for any red flags. How well versed are you with the housing rules? The housing rules help protect a tenant from landlord discrimination. For instance, a landlord cannot discriminate against a renter based on the color of their skin, their national origin, sex, familial status, disability, and so on. If the property manager is finding it difficult to explain these rules, look elsewhere. What types of properties do you manage? You want a property manager who manages your type of property. Each type of property requires a specific set of skills. Managing a commercial rental property has different requirements than managing a single-family home. Don and Risquo, T. Riskit. Make sure the company has experience managing your type of property. Do you mark up on repairs and maintenance? Your profits could greatly diminish if your company makes a profit any time they do maintenance. Needless to say, look for ones that Don and Risquo, T. Is there a maintenance reserve requirement? Property management companies require the owner to come up with a budget for maintenance and repairs. Typically, older properties require higher maintenance reserves than newer ones. Make sure the maintenance reserve they and Risquo, re-asking is reasonable. Do you require renters to have renter and Risquo, S insurance? Renter and Risquo, S insurance provides protection for your tenants and your property. It usually covers against perils such as vandalism, theft, and fire. You and Risquo, LL want to find out if the property management company requires renter and Risquo, S insurance when a tenant moves in. What control do I have over the lease agreement? By asking this question, you and Risquo, LL get to know whether the manager is confident in the leases they have written or not. What is your timeline for evictions? Look for potential property management companies who strictly adhere to the lease terms. The eviction process should start immediately in case of any serious violations. What steps do you take to ensure that I and Risquo am getting quality tenants? Look for a property manager who has a properly laid out criteria when it comes to tenant screening. What and Risquo is your average response time to owner's antenna, NTS? You and your tenants deserve a reasonable response time. Period. If your tenants need to wait 3 weeks to get a reply from their property manager it and Risquo, as highly unlikely they and Risquo, LL stick around for a long time. How do your tenants contact you? There should be an effective two-way communication process in place between property managers and their tenants. How often will I get updates on my portfolio? Look for a property management company that regularly keeps owners updated on their portfolio. Your properties are, after all, your business. On average, what and Risquo, as your occupancy length for renters? The longer the average occupancy, the better. It signals that the property manager is doing a good job. What and Risquo, as your eviction rate? A low eviction rate is a good sign. On the other hand, a high eviction rate indicates the manager is doing a poor job regarding tenant selection. How long are your properties typically vacant? Ideally, 2 to 4 weeks is the average vacancy time. Any shorter than this may mean that the manager is likely leaving money on the table by asking for a rental amount that and Risquo, is too low. Any longer than this and it may mean the manager is having a hard time finding tenants. What percentage of rents do you collect per month? A near 100% is okay. Anything less should raise red flags. What and Risquo, is your lease renewal rate? Anything above 80% is great. It shows that the property manager is doing a great job keeping tenants happy. What methods do you use to market properties? Does the property manager and Risquo, a system include a proactive marketing strategy? Will he or she promote your property on platforms like www.lemudi.co.ug or www.realtor.ug or www.realestatedatabase.net? At this day and age, marketing strategies should be more than a and liquo, for rent and riquo, sign on the street corner. Your property manager should be advertising properties through a variety of online channels, especially those that appear on top of the Google search results. Steer clear of managers who still just place newspaper ads. How do you collect rent from tenants? Any landlord and Risquo, S worst nightmare is playing and Liquo, catch me if you can and Riquo, with their tenants and Risquo, rent. Preferably, look for a property management company that requires tenants to make their payments online. What are your pricing options? An important aspect and consideration in having a property managed is cost. Every management company is different with their pricing structure, but should be clearly outlined and never a random fee. Specifically, you should ask to see if the company offers a flat rate or a percentage of the rental amount. What miscellaneous fees do you charge? Property management companies charge a variety of fees to compensate for work performed. Before signing on the dotted line, it is important to understand these fees. The fees charged depend on what you want the property manager to do. Besides the typical 8-12% management fee, there can also be fees for maintenance, new tenant placement, tenant-occupied placement, vacant unit, evictions, and so on. Be sure to find out all the details before hiring a property manager. Are there any fees when the property is vacant? This is a very important question to ask. You'll get to know whether you're still charged when the real estate property has no tenants or not. When you're charged in terms of a percentage of rent collected, it means that you're be charged for a vacant unit. On the other hand, if you're charged based on flat rate, it means that you'll be charged regardless of whether the unit is vacant or not. What percentage of your rentals are usually vacant? A vacancy rate of below 5% is ideal. Knowing what questions to ask your property manager is a large part of finding the best specialist. Undoubtedly, these questions will help you screen the middle of the pack managers from the top performers.